If money affects your life in any way, Money Making Sense will talk about it. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs. Be financially healthy, wealthy, and wise by finding the accountant who's right for you at uacpa.org. Here's your host, Heather Kelly.
Welcome back to Money Making Sense, the show that talks about all things money. Today I'm joined by Rick Beal. He is a business manager for Cube Self Storage. And you are on because, God bless you, you feel the need as an employer to improve your employees' lives, both personally and professionally. So thank you.
Hey, no problem. The modern day version of separating work life and personal life, I just think that veil is just getting thinner and thinner. And, you know, taking off that hat at 5 o'clock and putting on your home hat, it just doesn't work out that much very much anymore.
Right. So in that last episode, right as we were ending, you were saying that not only do you give your employees assignments to better themselves, whether it's read a book, set up a checking account or a bank account of some kind, learn how to invest, even if it's little bits, even if it's 20 cents a day, just learn how to invest so they've got some money maybe 6 months down the road. That 20 cents a day is going to be $100 or more, and they may need that for an emergency. But at the end of that, you said now your employees are turning around and giving assignments to you. What type of assignments are they asking for? And were you like, excuse me, I'm the employer. It's my job to give you stuff, not the other way around.
Yeah. You know, the first thing I talk about delegation, and we teach a delegation lesson. And I talk to him about how you properly delegate. My managers, because, you know, you got to raise your base and just make them learn a little bit more. Well, at first, I thought, oh, that's a great idea. I'll just delegate my stuff back to Rick. I'm like, well, that just doesn't quite work out that way. And so we had to have a little different lesson on how that stuff works. But I'm no different than they are. You know, I don't have a title on my business card. My business card looks the same as anybody else's. You know, I work in the store. I did your rental. I sweep the floors. I pull bushes. I mean, you know, there's no difference. And so if they have a project they're working on, absolutely. They come with me, hey, we need to get these things done. And they come with me exactly how I would come to them. And that's what I want, because I'm kind of imparting my DNA on them. And so I should expect them to come to me in the exact same way.
And I think it's important. I want to touch on the delegation. Let's say I'm the manager and I go, hey, Rick, I need you to take care of X, Y, and Z, and you can delegate Z if you need to. You do not turn around, A, and go, okay, Heather, I'm delegating Z back to you. That's A. But it's also how you approach the delegation. I cannot go, Rick, do X, Y, and Z, and I need it done now. And then come in 5 minutes later and like, why isn't X done? You should be on Y by now. That is not good delegation skills.
Yeah, it takes a lot of patience to learn good delegation. And that's a lesson that I'm still learning right now. You know, everyone always says, well, I'll just do it myself. Well, yeah, if you want it done fast, do it yourself. If you want to do and go far, do it with other people. And so, you know, these people that you're trying to improve their lives, all you're doing is just raising your base. And so you're making your business better by teaching these people their skills. And so, you know what, ex-employee, if it takes them 5 or 6 times of going back and coming back and screwing up and doing things, at least they're doing. And that's the thing. They're doing something and they're coming back. Yeah, it's going to take some time, but eventually they'll be able to get it. And they're going to teach the next person to do it. And so all you're doing is you're just raising your base and making your base more competent.
Have you compared, before you started this improvement program for your employees, have you compared how much your profit was before and after?
That's hard, but our effectiveness is much more considerable. It is, you know, how effective we are at so many things is night and day difference. Right now, we're a higher rate per storage unit than we were, you know, a few years ago, and we're renting more. I mean, our business has exploded, and we wouldn't be where we're at today if we didn't have the employees that we have.
I know Cube Storage, you've got a lot of different locations around the Salt Lake Valley along the Wasatch Front. do you have a hand in each one of those locations, or do you help train employees who then go and take over these other locations?
So I kind of oversee them all, part of the building, kind of the deciding where they go, kind of everything. But my main responsibility is teaching the employees to run them because, you know, they're big storage units, and we basically have 1.5 people running them. And that's a big building for 1.5 people.
Yeah. You are actually providing life skills, both personal and professionally, to a lot of people in a lot of areas. It's not just your location where I met you.
Oh, absolutely. All the way up to Washington, Kirkland, Washington, all the way up to there.
So when you're having people read a book, that's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's a feat in and of itself to you know, time zones and to collaborate. And, oh, gosh, yeah, that's a feat.
But you feel it's worth it.
Oh, without a doubt.
And you get, and not just profit-wise, you are getting an emotional benefit to this.
Absolutely. And when you see employees buy into it, and when you see them start to repeat the things that they learn, people that you wouldn't even imagine would say these things, like sharpen the saw, or things like that, what Stephen Covey says, you're just in shock when that happens. And it's such a cool experience when you see that happen, and it's implemented in their life and business.
And I think it's a great lesson for anyone to learn, not just in business, but if you go out of your way to just help sort of prop someone up emotionally, just support-wise, just, hey, let's help you with this that you don't have as much knowledge about that I do. You find that people grow in that way, just so much more.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's not about me. It's about the employees. It's about me helping them. It's not me. These guys are awesome, and it's about improving their lives and making their lives better. And anything I can do, you know, it's all about putting them in the podium and me stepping down and them improving themselves.
And how does that, I've got to touch on, how does this affect your family life?
You know, it's interesting because I'm always thinking and trying to do things and staying up late and going out and towing someone here and there and just doing stuff like that. But you know what? It's okay. It is what it is. And I wouldn't have it any different.
Any last words for employers to get something from what you have started for your employees?
Absolutely. I hear people all the time want to say that say, I wish my employees would be more engaged in my work. Well, we talk about employees all the time. We talk about these problem employees all the time to our wives, to our girlfriends, to everyone. And we complain about them and all these things. But how much time do we actually spend with those people? Probably very little compared to how much we talk about them. So I encourage the people to actually engage with the people that you want to engage in your business. It's just ironic to me how much time people don't spend with those employees.
Thank you so much, Rick Beal. Again, you are the business manager for Cube Self Storage, and you have been helping so many employees along the way just get better life skills, both as a professional and in person. Please subscribe to my podcast. Go to Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts, and you'll never miss another episode.
Thanks for being a Money Making Sense listener. Follow Your Common Sense on social media, Money Making Sense, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Increase your fiscal fitness and let a certified public accountant coach you through your financial obstacle course. A CPA has the knowledge and training and is current on trends that keep you healthy, wealthy, and wise. Find a CPA that's right for you at uacpa.org.
Hi, this is Stephanie Palmer, KSL News Radio Director of Sales, and I hope you're enjoying this podcast. Did you know that last month alone, KSL Radio had more than 200,000 podcast downloads? If your business is trying to reach more people, we can help. Let's talk about it. Text the word podcast to 57500. Thanks. Now get back to your show.
Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs. Visit uacpa.org to find an accountant who's right for you.